I am Stuart, child of the 80s, watcher of Saturday morning TV. Fabulous cartoons were revealed to me the day I held aloft my TV remote and said,
"By the power of podcast."
Only three others joined me on this journey. Our friends, James, Jamie, and Kane, together we discussed the crazy, delightful, but mostly crazy world of 80s and 90s cartoons. Welcome to episode 17 of By the Power, season 3. And it's tea time.
Nice.
Ooh, I fancy a cup of tea.
I know, I like a cup of tea as well. Yeah. Yorkshire tea, obviously. You don't miss just any other tea, James.
Well, you know what? I don't mind a Tetley. I know I'm going to catch some flak for it. I don't mind a Tetley. I'm not, you know, I'm not precious about my tea.
Anyway.
PG or Yorkshire. But before you move on to this,
yeah,
Jamie is the odd one out here, I think.
I don't like tea.
No, how he makes his tea.
Oh, why?
Yeah, you're a milk first type of guy, aren't you?
What?
Yeah. I mean, I very rarely make tea, so I have a drink whiskey or coffee
it
normally.
Shows.
But if I, the only time I drink tea is when I'm hungover, and I'm always tea bag of milk at the bottom, wait for the kettle to boil, then water at that point there. And yeah, I prefer it that way. I'm a maverick. I like to do things differently.
I'm not massively against it, to be honest. But I just don't get the point.
Guess wrong. It's wrong to me.
It just doesn't save any time.
No,
and you can't. I'm not sure, it's worth.
I can't judge the milkage at that point.
Yeah, that's
it. Does save time though, doesn't it? Because I don't. Once the water's in, I don't have to put milk in. It's just white space while you're waiting for the kettle to boil.
It's not saving time now. Technically,
it is.
No, I see what you're saying. I'm just trying to think the process through. So the first thing you do is obviously fill the kettle.
Yes, sir. Which you do, yes.
And then put it on.
Yeah.
No, but before you get milk or tea bag out or your mug, you might as well get the kettle water boiling, right? So the kettle's on, get your mug out, put your tea bag in.
Then the milk.
And then you're off for the milk, are you? Yeah, no, I'm still not feeling
it. Saving myself a lot of time, boys.
I don't feel like I can get enough strength out of the tea. Because I have a big mug as well. Because I have a massive Disney
tea,
mug.
Don't you?
I need the water to be 100 degrees on the tea bag for long enough, if I'm not using tea leaves, to get the proper teeness out of it. So that's the only reason I'm against it.
Yeah, you got maximum teeness.
Anyway, I've got a question for you guys.
Ooh, go on.
Do any of you guys know that dude in the car is?
What, the dude in
the car?
Yeah, have you seen him around?
Oh,
that dude in the car. Have you seen him around?
Yeah, I've seen him.
I thought you were going to say you knew him.
I've seen him around quite a few times.
I don't think you have, James. He's a stranger.
He's a woofer.
He's a stranger. And you've got no business being around him, James.
It's true, but he does give good sweets and things like that.
But you guys got to learn how to deal with strangers.
He's going
to
give me a puppy next week. He told me.
Listen, listeners, go and get your mum,
uncle,
go and get your dad, go and get your auntie and your uncle, and make sure you're ready to listen to the tale of the mystery of the stranger.
Yeah,
that's what we've been doing, isn't it?
Listen to the aggressive man who's got his bare chest out, playing with the kids.
He's not playing with kids. He's their gymnastics coach.
He's playing with them. No, he's playing baseball with them at that time.
Oh, with the live Mr. T.
Yeah.
By the way, first cartoon to have a live opening with the real person.
I quite like that.
What do you think of that?
I quite liked it. It was like introducing the episode in a real time environment. I'm guessing they're all like that. It's quite good.
I thought you'd sent us the wrong episode at first. I thought you just sent us a speech by Mr. T.
Mr. T, I didn't realise. So, Mr. T, right? What is he famous for?
A-Team.
A-Team, right? Anything else?
Rocky 3?
2. Isn't it 2?
Rocky 2? No, Rocky 2 is where he has a rematch against Thingy, isn't it?
He's Club of Langin 2.
No, is it?
Definitely number 2. Definitely number 2. Club of Langin's in number 2.
I thought he had the rematch against Apollo in 2 and won it.
No, that's 3.
Club of Langin was 3.
No, Club of Langin's definitely 2.
No, because he loses his title to Club of Lang.
Club of Lang is definitely 2.
Okay.
According to the internet.
I'm going to take your word for that.
Because I'm not certain. I only remember Drago in 4.
Yeah, that's really. I thought he was after Club of Lang in 3.
And before, yeah, so he's in Rocky first, and then less than a year later, A-Team debuted.
Mm-hmm.
So obviously he was famous in that. And at the same period, he was also in 2 other events. Massive events in the US.
Wrestling, he's in wrestling,
WrestleMania.
He's in Royal Rumble, isn't he?
Was it Royal Rumble or WrestleMania?
I think he was in WrestleMania. Yeah. You're right, yeah. WrestleMania.
Yeah, it was like one of the first WrestleManias, wasn't it?
Because I think it was the first and second.
Yeah.
Was he as Mr. T, or was he, you know, was he like a guest star, so to speak, or was he a wrestler?
Does he mean copyright? It was Mr. C.
Yeah, but do you know what I mean? Was he sort of playing himself, or was he just debuting as a wrestler with a, you know?
No, he was
as himself, as I remember. It wasn't like, he didn't come out as a wrestler.
Yeah, I don't think he had a persona, did he?
It was with Hulk Hogan, wasn't it?
Yes.
Because was it WrestleMania 1 where they had it at two different venues at the same time?
Oh, does it ring a bell?
Oh,
or was that WrestleMania 2?
I've definitely seen WrestleMania 1, and I don't remember that, Kane. And
it's definitely Rocky 3, by the way.
I had the VHS right to whatever website I was looking at then.
Was it James?
Yeah, I had the VHS video, and it had Rocky 3 on the front. Rocky 3. Well, hold on. Your website says number 3. Mine says number 2.
I've got a YouTube up of Rocky 3, and he's definitely Rocky 3.
Unless they've mislabeled it.
Because in the first one, he fights Apollo. He loses technically. It's the famous thing, isn't it? Like win lose of Rocky. Second one, he wins. Third one, he loses. Fourth one, he wins. Fifth one, we don't really care about.
Fifth one,
he technically loses.
Sixth one,
he wins the sixth one. He's losing the sixth one, isn't he?
I don't know. At that point, I think he's just an old man, isn't he? At that point,
yeah.
So yeah, we're watching Mr. T. Do you want to get the? Would I lie to you?
Always.
Oh yes, please.
Always. Let's get. We're going to get it out of the way.
What's the play from this one, isn't it?
Well, let's hear the scores.
Yeah. So I'm last. Jamie's last on 3. Kane is on 4. James is on 6. Stu is on 7. But this is Stu's choice.
Close, isn't it?
So. If James boxes this clever, he could win this actually. If James gets a point and Stu loses a point, there's a chance that you could be taking the lead here.
Yeah, 2 points switcheroo. So are you ready?
Yes.
So I'm gonna read out two things. One of them is gonna be true, and one of them is gonna be a lie.
Got it. Right.
But I'm not playing the bullshit that we've had over the last few weeks.
Good. Oh, you're rewording it.
There's a slight little shift in word between one thing that's true and one thing that's false.
Oh.
Did you not see totally different things? You started it. I did not.
You fucking did.
Nope.
I think these shenanigans are definitely...
Go back and check the records. Are you ready?
Yes.
There is an episode of the Mr. T cartoon with a robot version of Mr. T. There is an episode of the Mr. T cartoon where Woody gets taken up by a UFO.
Woody? Well, we know that's a lie.
Yeah, he's one of the athletes. Oh, Woody in
Toy Story. Okay.
No, not Woody from Toy Story. That'd be crazy. In 1984, whenever it was. Yeah. This cartoon only came out within a year of him being in A-Team.
That is crazy.
That's how quick they turned this around. And was the first cartoon featuring the celebrity in the kind of celebrity tells kids stuff genre. Oh. But anyway, so there's an episode of Mr. T where Woody gets abducted by a UFO, or there is an episode of Mr. T with a robot Mr. T. And it's James guess first.
It is. Puts the pressure off me slightly now because I can't screw up on tactical guessing.
You could intentionally guess wrong, Jamie.
No. See, I'm thrown on this one because I didn't know there's a character called Woody. So the fact that you've got his name makes me think, ooh, wait a minute, he's done some research here and there perhaps was a Woody. But at the same time, I'm not feeling the aliens. I've got to be truthful.
He's Woody Daniels, James.
Woody Daniels. Not Woody
the characters have some great names. We'll talk about those in a second. But this is Woody Daniels.
I think the robot one sounds like it could be true. So I'm going to go for the alien is the lie. The abducted by aliens is the lie.
Jamie next.
Aliens is the lie.
Ooh.
Oh,
he seemed confident on that one, didn't he?
Mm.
Straight out the gate with it.
Going to try and make it exciting for Bez. I'm going Aliens is the lie.
Oh, we're all in, boys. We're all in. We're all in. Stu's hiding his smile as we speak.
In Mr. T, the cartoon, there is a robot Mr. T. That yes. is true. Woody does not get taken up by a UFO. That is a lie.
That was a very good lie, though, Stu, I must admit.
That was my good.
Throwing his name in. Throwing his name in there, though. Throwing his name in there. Put darts in my head. Oh, that's it.
Wow,
then.
That is a big swing.
So that's a 2-point shift there.
2-point shift, yeah.
Resign now, Bez.
Yeah, that's it. Right. Gets
if
that game
resigns,
over,
that just means he's out, Kane. I can get the points for the next
that's
5 weeks.
But he's leaving on a high.
Yeah. True. Well, you see, next week I can lose it all because it's my picking tip.
Yes.
Oh. That's the beauty of what are the new scores, Jamie?
So, Jamie, me, I'm on 4. Kane is on 5.
You just got a point, Kane, didn't you?
Yeah, Jamie, give it me. I was on 3.
You just got a point.
Sarcastic motherfucker.
I did think you were on 4. No,
I was on 3. I was on 3. I might have, but I was on 3. I think it was. I'll double check it, but I'm almost certain I was. So I'm now on 4, but I will double check that. So I'm on 4. Kane is on 5. Stu's on 6. And we have a new leader. James is on 7.
Whoop, whoop, whoop.
What a fantastic bullshit quiz that is. let's not bother with it anymore. So, the Mr. T cartoon. What was I going to say? Yeah, I like the names of the characters in the Mr. T cartoon. And the reason I picked the UFO thing by the lie is that it's not really supernatural at all. It's not like ghosts and UFOs and enemy armies. It's
pedophiles
and, yes, wrong and school teachers and stuff. But what I will say is, so this episode, we don't know they're paedophiles. They kidnap children.
Yeah.
And I'm sell them. They may not be paedophiles themselves.
No. No, I didn't think they were.
They were trafficking, yeah. Right?
Yeah.
The middlemen. They're just trying to earn a living.
I did like that it took a relatively serious attempt
relatively
to dealing
serious.
With sex trafficking.
Whoa, sex? Where's the sex bit come from?
An assumption of what they'd be selling children for.
Well, your assumption's different to mine.
What was your assumption?
I thought it was organ harvesting.
I don't think they were doing that so much in the 80s.
Yeah, they were.
It was.
Yeah.
Waking up in bathtubs and stuff.
I don't know. But yeah, so they... and I liked the way they did the... the children got kidnapped by different methods. So these,
yes.
these sex traffickers, these children kidnappers, didn't just have one way of kidnapping
They were
children,
smart.
They pretended to be police officers. They had a little puppy to show you. They had sweets. They had your mum sent me to pick you up. They had everything going on.
They did. They had the flask, didn't they, of crafty.
What do you think is the most popular way to catch?
I think the mum sent you to pick me up type
one.
I recently watched a video of it, strangely enough. It was a chap who was making like a YouTube channel. And he was contacting parents first, saying, you know, do you think your kids would do it, blah, blah, blah. Hidden camera in the car. Okay. And he was pulling up, they were more teenage-y sort of thing, like, you know, 12, 13, 14. And he's like, give him the name, your mum sent me to pick you up. And as soon as he drove off, he's like, yeah, I don't know your mum. You just got in a car with me. I'm a stranger.
And they stabbed him in the eye with a.
And they were freaking out. And then he explains to him, you know, why he shouldn't
Is that
do
a recent
speak
thing,
to
James?
It's fairly recent,
wow.
Yeah.
And then really kidnaps them.
And the look at this one of them, he picks up two girls, and the one in the back seat just freaks out. She's terrified.
That could damage you forever.
Yeah, though. Who's agreeing to him doing this to children?
Parents.
That is actual kidnapping, though.
Their parents.
But it's still kidnapping.
Not technically, no.
Yeah,
just
it is.
Parents
if
agree
you,
to
if
it
you
in
take
there.
A 12-year-old without the 12-year-old's permission, surely that's kidnapping.
It's the 12-year-old doesn't have to give permission, as long as the parents do, you're right.
I don't think a parent can give permission to a stranger to take their child without the child's permission.
So when you
I'm
drop your kids off at
not
a,
okay.
If you drop your kids off at a nursery,
yeah,
that's imprisonment then, is it?
No, because I haven't...
Yeah, the child hasn't consented to it.
It's for imprisonment. Yeah. While you're still the guardian of that child, you can decide who picks it up, who takes it places, who looks after it, who babysits it.
I think a nursery is an interesting one. Because I think as a nursery, I think if the child... I don't think the child is... I don't know, it's a tough one, isn't it? Because there's nowhere else you could leave a child and not get in trouble. The school's a legal requirement, so that's kind of out, right? Because there wouldn't be legal repercussions of forcing them to go to school. But if you got somebody to do a criminal act to your child, because it's criminal to take a child without permission, isn't it?
Without the guardian's permission, yeah.
It's not criminal to look after a child. No. It is criminal to take a child
but are
by
they,
lying.
Are they being the taken no. if the parents the agree to it? Yeah, you know what I mean? I don't think that's going to... Mm.
Yeah, but the child's not agreeing.
The child doesn't get to make a choice at that age.
I think it becomes a criminal act if anything criminal comes of the taking, but the actual going with somebody else, I don't think is a criminal act. I'm saying that as somebody has zero clue about criminology.
Well, these guys did want to do something criminal because they wanted to sell the children back for a ransom or sell them on to somebody else, right?
And they're selling them on when they got buyers lined
up. Yeah. Their ransom, yeah. So we're pretty confident those sex traffickers, which is pretty rough. Kane, have you watched any episodes of Mr. T before?
No, not.
Had you heard of it?
Yeah, I've heard of it.
It's floated around a bit, hasn't it? I think when you look at like 80s cartoons that were insane, Mr. T does kind of come up a little bit. What did you think?
I didn't enjoy it. It's just not, I was going to say it's not my type of cartoon, but I don't know if...
is anybody? What genre do you like? Paedophilia is my preferred genre of cartoon.
I like ones where people kidnap kids.
Hold on, where child kidnappers get caught.
Yeah, this is it.
To be honest, though, I don't know why I didn't enjoy it, because... The story is like, it's a really deep, well-written story. Like I said, I like the start bit where it was, like, real Mr. T, then it goes into it. But I didn't like the voice acting. Not a massive fan of...
He didn't sound like Mr. T, did he?
No.
Certain bits he did, certain bits he didn't.
He also, when he was was he a pirate or a cowboy?
A pirate.
He also looked very white at that point as well.
Probably had makeup on.
Oh.
It was Hollywood.
Okay. Yeah, I forgot the
comment. We do know he is voiced by Mr. T, though, right? It is the actual Mr. T.
All the way through?
He's not the best voice actor, is he?
No. I think that's why the rest of the ensemble's there, the rest of the cast is there.
He sounds like him, but he's not the most... but then, to be fair, he
sounds exactly like that in the A-Team, exactly. He doesn't sound any different.
Yeah.
He doesn't really have much range, does he?
It's the same in Rocky 3, it's exactly the same. He plays himself in everything.
Or he's like the character he's playing, James.
Well, this is true.
Yeah. Okay, carry on.
Yeah, so I was watching it and I don't know what I didn't like about it. I just don't think it's my style of cartoon. It felt quite long as well. I'm giving it a 4 out of 10.
Ooh, that's very harsh.
Yeah, well, it was just
Mr. T.
I'd put it below average. There was also that weird kiss where he kissed the kid at the end as well. I thought it was quite strange. Where he kissed him on the forehead.
I don't remember that bit, but what's wrong with that?
What, real Mr. T or cartoon Mr. T?
Cartoon Mr. T.
Why are you laughing?
I just said real Mr. T at the playground kissing kids. It's quite... quite funny. Well, it's not funny, it's disgusting, actually.
I've got a theory Mr. T's behind it all.
That's
he's
dark.
The bias.
That's very dark.
So, celebrity 4 out friends. Of 10.
Okay, thanks, Kane. James.
I didn't think I was going to like this one, but I did. Okay. I actually thought it was... For some reason, I felt a real sense of jeopardy when the kid had been kidnapped and when he got away and then he got caught again. It actually felt quite good for a cartoon. I was invested. I was like, actually, this is, your adult mind knows nothing bad's going to happen in the end of it. But at the same time, I've got Brave Star echoing around my head thinking, you know what I mean? They could pull it out. They could pull a dark turn on this one. At the time, there was 3 kids to choose from. They could easily lose one.
I don't think they're the first 3 children they've taken, are they?
No.
So all the previous children were not really
seeing. Yeah, this could take a real dark turn. And Mr. T's voice acting was not great. I didn't get the whole Hollywood thing and the whole setup for that. You know, why, what the movie thing has got to do with that episode whatsoever, unless it tied in something else.
I think it's the bigger world more than anything, just their creepy athletes. They've got to have some reason for hanging around together, aren't they?
True, true, but it just seemed a very strange sort of subplot almost. As if they were saying, well, it's only in Hollywood that this sort of thing happens to kids. And, you know, we've got to get a reason for them to go to Hollywood, right? You know, let's say they're going to, you know, they're auditioning for a film.
Yeah.
So all the perverts live in Hollywood. As we now know, to be fair, yeah, there's perhaps a cry for help at the time.
Then you just need Jimmy Savile.
That would be fucking brilliant.
Now then. Who's buying these children? It's like a silhouetted figure with a bloke with a cigar. But no, I enjoyed it. Like I say, the voice acting wasn't amazing. The animation, again, wasn't amazing. But I enjoyed it. I enjoyed it. So I'm going to give this one a 7.
Solid 7 out of 10. Yeah.
Drama, crime, child trafficking, T getting on a copter, a drowning dumbass kid,
and a
Mr.
Horse.
T on a horse, a tear from Mr. T. Mr. T as a pirate. This episode was, for me, like James mentioned about Brave Star, I think it was a cross between Brave Star and the episode of Rambo that we watched. It was like a combination of the two for me. I thoroughly love this. I've been putting this off because I thought it'd be an absolute pile of steaming dog shit. I thought it'd be horrendous. I can't remember watching a cartoon and being as invested in the characters in a short period of time. I just did not see that coming at all in regards to and they told a really dark story, but I did think they did it in a very good way. But at the same time, we had Mr. T just being fucking full over the top Rambo, throwing shit around, ripping things off of cars, riding on a horse. My favorite bit in the whole thing, and because it's a very emotional cartoon, this one. For the reasons we spoke about. But then when Mr. T needs to break in somewhere and he says, as he holds up his fist, "I've got my key with me," is a fucking badass moment in this. It's awesome, isn't it? And then he goes on to say...
He gradually punches through, doesn't he? Doesn't he say...
He says, "I've brought my key with me," and then he says, "Two things are sure things. What you did was wrong, and you're going to pay for it. That's a guarantee from Mr. T."
And between each one, every time, like a punch through the wood panels.
Absolutely. And like I say, is the bit when where the horse comes out, he goes, "Come on, horsey." Mr. T's riding this horse, chasing after him.
But
rips.
Yeah. And the calling himself Mr. T never gets old.
Absolutely. Right? Absolutely.
Mr. T's going to get you, Aussie.
Rips the straps in half, jumps across onto the car, straddles the car whilst he's fucking booting off these wooden wheels on this car to stop it. I thought this was great. I wasn't expecting it at all. Was it perfect? No. I kind of get what James was saying. There were some bits that felt like they kind, not so much didn't belong, but just seemed a little bit weird. But then again, we got to see Mr. T as a pirate, which is pretty fucking cool in itself. Especially when you hear Mr. T, what's he say? He says some kind of piratey thing, like "let me shiver their timbers" or something like that, which is cheesy as hell. But
I'm going to stab him in the poop deck.
But you kind of sold me. The only thing I'm trying to think what I could have done to make this better. And there's not, scoring this episode here, there's not that much I would do to make this episode better. I thought it was really good. I'm giving it a 9. I thought it was very good. I wouldn't choose to watch this normally. But for this particular cartoon, what would I change about it? Like you say, the voice acting wasn't great, but it's fucking Mr. T. What do we expect, right? I'm giving it a 9. I thought it was I thought it was a very good episode.
Solid. Solid shout out from Jamie. I hadn't got any advanced knowledge of Mr. T, so I just picked this because it is a classic, in inverted commas, of the 80s cartoon series. And I also thought it was way better than I expected, especially because it's made by an offshoot of Hanna-Barbera.
Oh, is it?
Oh.
Yeah, you can kind of tell a bit, can't you? Because it's the animation's a little bit
Scooby-Doo. Good point, actually. Yeah.
It's made by Ruby Spears Enterprises. Obviously, the creators of Scooby-Doo were Joe Ruby and Ken Spears, who created it for Hanna-Barbera. But this was their own studio, essentially. Yeah, so they did this, obviously. They also did the Centurions. You know, the one where the stuff sticks on.
Top cartoon.
Yeah, and they did the Police Academy cartoon.
I didn't know there was one.
Ooh.
I think that could be another good one, I think.
Ooh.
And before that, they did Thundar the Barbarian, which is a bit of a favourite. That's the one that inspired He-Man, supposedly.
Yeah, I remember, cast me on my back, yeah.
So Police Academy could have been on our list of cartoons that are made about adult films, which have made it into cartoon. We talked about it before, about RoboCop and some other that we always say.
Police Academy, yeah.
Yeah, because Police Academy definitely isn't a kid's film.
No, fair point. And they also did a cartoon that I think has the best premise, best 80s premise, I think, for a cartoon that's not E.T.
Go on.
They did a cartoon called Rubik, the Amazing Cube. Which is an animated Rubik's Cube with a face and legs.
That's an advert and a half, isn't it, that one?
Don't you just think that sounds like something you want to watch?
Or you, sounds like something you want to play with.
Just me. What, a little Rubik's Cube with face and teeth?
Absolutely.
Did you ever complete your Rubik's Cube, Bez?
Say again, Kane?
Did you ever complete your Rubik's Cube?
I complete it every podcast. That's what my hand's doing in the bottom like that.
Yeah, he's not touching himself. It's a good excuse, isn't it? For you to get caught touching yourself at work. He's like,
I'm playing with my cube. Yeah, no, I always mix it up at the start of the podcast and then just sort of gently, like a fidget spinner.
Yeah, we're that interesting.
Yeah.
Nice. So I really enjoyed it as well. I'm almost a 9.
Wow.
I'm almost a 9, but I'm going with an 8. But I'm almost a 9.
This cartoon has scored like really high for what when we announced it last week. I thought it's not going to be a big scorer this one, isn't it? It's going to be a bit shitty, but no, it's done really well.
It's
what have we got?
So 28 out of 40, which is a phenomenal score. Stu, with this episode, did you go on IMDb, look at the score, or did you read the overview? Your reason for picking this one?
Reading the description of the episodes. What?
You know, kidnap paedophiles. That's got me written all over it. That has.
I thought the subject matter for what's a serious cartoon was interesting. Because we all had... do you guys remember what our kid warning of Stranger Danger was? Can any of you remember our childhood one on BBC or ITV?
It was Charlie the Cat, wasn't it? Something in the cat. Charlie said,
that's the one. Yeah, I remember that. Yeah.
Don't talk to strangers.
Charlie the Cat did a lot, didn't he? Yeah, Charlie did Don't Talk to Strangers. Charlie saying
that was also sampled in a Prodigy song as well, if I remember. No, Prodigy. And they did a song about it, if I remember right.
Oh, So yeah, I just thought it was an interesting subject for a kids' cartoon and how would they handle it.
I thought they handled it well for quite a tough subject. I thought they went well, but it was very similar to the episode of Brave Star, wasn't it? With that kind of peril. But I'm with you, James. There was times throughout this I thought, I wasn't expecting on Brave Star. Is one of the kids going to go missing?
Yeah.
But again, it's only the off-camera kids that are dead. Yeah,
this is true.
It's less.
This might be their first outing, Stu, for all we know.
Doubt it. They're pretty good at it.
They were pretty slick.
And they'd already got buyers lined up. Yeah. I mean, how in the 80s did you find buyers for children?
There's no internet, was there, anything?
No, how does that happen? Just mention it. By the way, fancy any... No, sorry, no, just joking. Want to buy a little kid? No, just joking. Just a trick. They also covered other very serious subjects. Do you want to know some of Mr. T's moral lessons?
Gosh, please.
The first episode was treating new people with respect. Never Taking People for Granted in episode 6, The Crossword Mystery. Nothing in Life is Free in The Dilemma of the Double-Edged Dagger. The Danger of Believing What You Want to Believe to the Point of Sacrificing Your Common Sense.
It's fucking that's deep, that one. Say that one again, Stu. Say the last one again.
The Danger of Believing What You Want to Believe to the Point of Sacrificing Your Common
that's
Sense.
That's totally religion, right?
So definitely religion, surely.
Or flat earth.
So. Or politics.
Good point, yeah.
In the episode of Riddle of the Runaway Wheel, they did not play in games with people's feelings. Not being too proud to ask for help. Not being quick to judge others what they look like. Loads of stuff. Three seasons of
was there?
Wow.
Wow.
Yeah. He was massive in the 80s. I think we're misunderstanding how massive
we know James met him.
Yes.
That he wasn't that massive, trust me.
Yeah. Erroneous.
6'5'10"
5 foot.
Because 7-year-old James was a great judge of height.
He is. Now I've googled it. He's 5 foot. He's, ten.
Is he seriously James?
At his tall, he's 5'9". He's 5'9" now. Yeah,
5'9" now.
He's 5'10" at the time.
Do you know he was only 2 inches shorter than Hulk Hogan, if I remember correctly?
He is not.
Wasn't that the? And he's 6'4", isn't he, Terry?
He is not. He is 5'9". I'll send you the article through.
I've seen him stood next to Arnie. And Hulk Hogan. Not in person, like you, James. Obviously. Platforms. Obviously. We're about halfway through. Do you want a Would You Rather?
Let's do it.
Oh, yes, please.
It's been too...
You mean we're not going to leave it to the last 10 minutes?
We've been too PG, haven't we?
Jesus. Well, yeah, we're talking about child abduction.
in a very reserved manner, I think. So, yeah.
Well, he was.
Yeah. To be honest, though, like I'm panicking from last week's episode because I don't really remember much of what we recorded last week at the Tasmanian.
It was dark. It went a bit dark, came we? Yeah, we went down a rabbit hole with that one.
Yeah, I remember getting off the call and getting in bed and thinking, shit. Can we release that?
Yeah, we can.
I'm saying, Kate.
Yeah, it's the beauty of not having any sort of sponsorship detail. Right? Because we've got no sponsorship and no one's paying us to do this, we can say what we want.
I can remember fucking nothing as well.
Speaking of saying what you want, Mr. T in this episode is willing to do something that he's really afraid of.
Yes.
Which is weird because Mr. T isn't afraid of flying, but BA, a character he plays in the A-Team, is.
Well, is Mr. T afraid of flying, though?
No.
It sounds like he is, by all accounts.
He isn't normally, but it fitted the plot, I guess. I wonder if the writers didn't realise Mr. T isn't BA.
I still don't realise that. Never mind the writers.
Do you think when they cast him, how do you think it went, right? So say you're the casting director of the A-Team, yeah, and you need a fourth guy for the A-Team. The characters are all pretty defined, right? You've read the casting call for the script. You need a muscly guy who's afraid of flying and can build stuff and is ex-military, right? Do you think... when Mr. T turned up, first of all, do you think he liked him and went, yo, fools, I'm Mr. T. Yes. And Mr. T is going to kill this role or something like that. Do you think that's how he was before this?
Yeah.
Do you think like somewhere in New York or somewhere wherever he's from, they knew that weirdo guy, Mr. T, with the Mohican and the gold chains, who's wandering around talking about himself in the third person? Because I don't think he put it on for 80. I don't think he's that good of an actor, is he? No. Or was he acting? And no. Then that became...
If he is, that's the character he's played throughout his entire life. Because anything he does, he generally is.
Is there any? Is it a case of when you believe something so much, you become it, right? Did he kind of bring on that role so much that it just became him, and those two realities merged? When you met him. Undertaker's a different example because Undertaker was so great. He did everything kayfabe. So whenever he interviewed or anything, he was always in character. But since he's retired, he's dropped that completely. And it just shows you looking back how much of a fucking awesome wrestler and how seriously he took that role. You watch him be interviewed since he retired. He's himself, Mark Calloway. But anything pre that, completely in character. Completely in character.
I wonder. So to give you some background, before he became famous, he had called himself Mr. T.
Was so he
that
a bouncer?
Wasn't something he decided when he decided to become an actor. Mm. As a kid, young adult, 17, 18, he decided to call himself Mr. T.
Wasn't he a bouncer or something like that, Stu?
Bodyguard for a while.
Bodyguard.
So the first thing people would say when they had to address him had to be Mr. Because he was tired of his dad and his granddad being called boy by white people.
Oh, okay.
And he didn't ever want to be called boy. So he started calling him Mr. T.
What's the T stand for?
Yeah, he was a bouncer. He was in the army. He was a gin instructor. Turo. Spelt T-U-R-E-A-U-D. I'm making a bit of an assumption about the pronunciation. T-U-R-E-A-U-D.
And what's that? Oh, okay. That makes sense.
Turud. I'm not quite sure how to pronounce it. I think he did boxing for a while.
He did look very good in Rocky. He knew his. I mean, to be fair, all the actors do Rocky. They all do very well, but he particularly looked.
Yeah, he was a bodyguard for Steve McQueen.
Was he?
No way.
Michael Jackson.
Yeah.
Diana Ross.
No.
Muhammad Ali.
Whoa.
Joe Frazier and Leon Spinks.
For Muhammad Ali. Well, Joe Frazier as well.
Mm. Yeah. Yeah.
Jeez. So crazy, genuinely tough guy then, if we've got legit boxers having him as a bodyguard, genuine tough guy. I always wondered if it was a bit of a front.
Mm.
Quite funny that is a bodyguard for Michael Jackson with the story of this cartoon.
he was first on TV in a game show called America's Toughest Bouncer. And he had to square off against the finalist, Mr. T and some other dude, and have a 2-minute boxing match. His opponent was a 280-pound Honolulu bouncer.
Wow.
He was 6'5".
He's a big dude.
Jesus.
And T smashed him in the face and broke his nose, and then punched him in the mouth and made him have to come out.
Seriously? Fucking what a lad.
So I mean, so I wonder if he was approached for Mr. BA, because he must have been known in Hollywood a little bit, right? He's been Diana Ross as Michael Jackson's.
But also, Rocky III was before BA, wasn't it? So they would have seen him in that.
Only just.
Oh, okay.
But yes, literally. I think
I never realised that.
Oh right, so he's perhaps already on the.
I never realised that Rocky was before A Team.
Mm-hmm.
No, yes. I didn't.
Wow, I didn't realise that.
82, I think, for Rocky 3 and...
So that was his first movie/TV role was Rocky 3 then? Or, like, big role?
Acting-wise, possibly.
Yeah, he played... He was, so it says here, I'm just looking, he was spotted by Sylvester Stallone while taking part in that NBC show.
Oh, right.
Where he punched that guy in the face and Sylvester Stallone cast him. Asked Clubber Lang.
That's massive.
And wrote his catchphrase, "I pity the fool."
No.
That's a line from the film that he then took on as his catchphrase.
So Sylvester Stallone is responsible for "I pity the fool."
Turns out, yes.
Brilliant.
Wait, though, so let me get this right. He's on a TV show where he punched some big dude in the face, and then all.
It was a cop. So it was better than that. So the first round was you had to throw a stuntman through a window. You had to pick them up and throw them through a window. Then you had to smash through a 4-inch thick wooden door.
Happens all the time at night.
And then the fastest and the furthest throw of the stuntman and the fastest at breaking through the door then had a fight in a boxing ring for 2-minute round to declare the champion.
I want to see this. It
was called America's Toughest Bouncer.
It's got to be on YouTube. But so
it's got to be.
And that's where Sylvester Stallone.
But that's crazy.
Him.
So Stallone cast him as a major character based on that.
No, he only cast him as a character that had two lines in the film.
I pity the fool.
And then liked his performance in him so much that he rewrote it.
Well, that's interesting.
So, interestingly enough, that must mean some other person was going to be Rocky's opponent in that film.
Mm.
And they got
Was it the big
Mr.
Polynesian dude who got his nose broke by T?
Amazing, maybe. Well, Sylvester Stallone isn't very big, so I can't imagine him fighting a 6'5" guy in Rocky. Although Drago must have been 6'4", I guess. Or is he 5'10" as well, James?
Who's that?
What's his face?
Dolph Lundgren.
No, Drago. Dolph Lundgren.
I'm going to say he's... Oh, God, no, he could be 6'4", 6'5".
6465.
I'm going to guess.
James guesses the height. It's the new part of the show.
Actually, he could be taller, you know.
He's not taller than 6'5".
I'm going 6'3".
Dolph Lundgren is not taller than 6'5". I think 6'2".
Kane, what are you going for?
I think he's my height.
I'd go 6'2".
Oh, He-Man. That's He-Man. How tall is he? Let's have a look.
Oh, yeah, he's also He-Man, isn't he?
He's getting bloody meters, aren't they? 1.896.
Well, I'm 1.86 and I'm 6'2".
So that's 6'2.5".
Yeah, same as me, 1.86. Oh, bad luck, James. James Damn gets it wrong again. The height of celebrities.
I thought he was taller than that. Bridget Nielsen's taller.
Don't fill me with hope about this Mr. T height, James.
Honestly, Mr. T, I'll send you the article.
Which is definitely true. Definitely true. Where were we? I've not given you yours. You've rather, have I? I've got so distracted. We're saving it for the last 10 minutes, James. Would you rather, James, and everybody else?
Yes.
Bite off and eat a random man's armpit hair each week. Because remember, this is something Mr. T didn't like doing. He was willing to save the kids.
Same random man or different random man each week?
Different random man each week.
Okay, yep.
Or lick the floors clean in a public men's shower once a week.
Shower?
Yes.
Oh, okay. I know what I'm doing.
Armpit hair wise, is it the whole armpit hair or just a hair?
You've got to nibble off as much of the armpit hair.
Oh, you've
got
to nibble. It's not even a full yank, it's a nibble.
You could do that, would be very nice, would it?
It's a bit sensual. Yeah. Nibble.
The guy would kick off a bit.
And what was the shower one? How often do you have to do that?
Once a week. Yeah. Both take roughly the same amount of time, let's say, because the size of the shower is roughly means it takes you the same amount of time to lick it as it does nibble off a man's armpit hair, which is conservatively an hour and 15 minutes, I reckon. We agree? Nibble off a man's armpit hair.
An hour and 15 minutes?
Yeah. You think longer or shorter?
Shorter.
Shorter.
To nibble off all of a man's armpit hair and then eat it?
Yeah, well, shorter, yeah. Like...
What's your estimate of time?
Like
that?
3 minutes?
3 minutes to eat off all of a man's armpit hair?
We said majority.
One
big
not
bite.
Not the very shortest.
Yeah, but that'd be... If you
rip it out with your teeth, he's just going to like elbow you in the face.
Yeah, well...
And he's going to make you the rest of it.
So this guy doesn't consent to
that.
He's fine with it, but that's like saying you're fine with having your hair cut, but if they come with a machete and start hacking it off as fast as they can, you wouldn't be happy, right?
I still think 3 minutes.
I'm happy to have an eye test, but I don't want them jabbing shit in my eyes and causing me to bleed.
So how long are we going to lick this shower for?
15.
The same amount of time as it takes to eat a man's...
3 minutes
hair,
either way.
Roughly, well, let's say an hour.
What the fucking hell?
An hour?
To nibble off all of the hair.
Wait, no,
can't be, no, it's not me an bollocks. Hour. I'm sorry. 30 minutes maximum.
All right, let's say 30 minutes then. I can't say I'm overly bothered about that part of the drama. I think if Jamie and James are so convinced of this, they should do one armpit each of each other, and then we'll take the average time and double it.
Have I got any hairs under my arm? I reckon James...
I've got loads.
I think James has got massive
bushy arms. It's
like a tree under there. It's you can't...
A little bit up the arm, down the side as well, right?
The problem is as well, mate, interesting fact, my pubic hair is straight as well, so it's like...
Well, I'll tell you what, James, since I ain't got much armpits...
What's your pubic hair being straight got to be your armpit hair?
It makes it even longer and like...
Are you saying this like it's a known thing? Like, oh yeah, I've got straight pubic hair, therefore my armpit hair is longer. Everyone knows.
It's longer.
Why would that make your armpit hair longer?
Because it was short and curly.
But people don't have curly armpit hair because they've got curly pubes.
If it's more puby, like curly, you get a bit more of a munch. You get more of a munch on.
Armpit hair isn't pubic hair.
It's got to go down the back.
Of course it is.
God, it's pubic hair.
Yes, it isn't.
So you're telling me you had armpit hair before you reached puberty?
Yes.
No, you did not.
It just went darker and longer. I don't think it is pubic hair.
Technically, a beard is pubic hair.
Your beard is pubic hair.
I don't think it is. I think that's only the hair that grows on your pubic bone area. Yeah,
you're thinking the pubis.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm not sure.
I don't think facial hair is
Google
pubic
it.
Hair.
I think it is technically.
I've always thought it's
pubic hair is body hair that is found in the genital area of adolescent and adult humans. But also, what's you, I don't know. But just because you have straight hair on your pubic area, James, why would that mean your armpit hair is longer still? It still doesn't make sense, even if we accept that they're both
it's more
pubic
in cases
hair.
Because, all right, is it, all right, in which case, I'll retract it. It's long.
Can
it's
you
long,
retract
long
your pubic hair?
It's long armpit hair. So if Jamie's going to chew it, he's got to, like, literally get down his throat a little bit. He can't just, like, nibble and get, it's got to go...
No, I can curl it around.
You've got to swallow it, Jamie.
Wait, hang about.
How
if
you
curl it around
it?
My tongue as I bite it, then it's not going down my throat.
True, yeah, you could do, yeah. Yeah, you could. Yeah, you could.
You're still going to swallow it.
Like when I eat spaghetti, I don't deep throat it.
How do you get it down your throat?
Just bite chunks off.
And
swallow eventually. Actually, it's a good point. If James's armpit hair is longer and mine's shorter, then I've got the short end of the stick. James, you'll have to do my pubic pubes instead if I'm doing your armpit hair. And I don't shave them, so they're pretty long.
Would you prefer to eat somebody's armpit hair, pubic hair, or butt hair?
Butt hair.
Oh, that's my last choice.
I'm about to say it was straight in.
Is it from the source or is it being presented on a plate?
From the source.
Butter, I think.
I thought that was going
to be good. What are you guys going for? There's no right answer here, right?
Armpit hair.
Is it? Are we talking males?
Yes.
Random males?
Yeah. Random man's hair.
Armpit hair.
James is going for the cock, isn't he? He's doing it.
I think I'm going cock hair. Ball bag
hairs.
If anything, I suppose the arse.
But you're still eventually getting armpits, aren't you, with leg pits if you go for the groin?
The thing is, like, yeah, but,
like the crotch is just like a close, like a single
which
armpit.
Which one's going to smell the worst? Do you know what I mean? That's what I'm going for.
I don't think it will.
The bum one, definite.
I don't think it'll smell. I don't think it'll smell as bad as armpit.
Top of this
I don't think it'll smell as bad.
I think armpit second. Armpit second for me. It's butt, armpit, and then pube, I think.
I don't know. I'm not fancying any of it.
Well, you're going butt first as well, Jamie. James.
No, I'm gonna go pube. I'm gonna go around the front.
Oh.
Probably have to turn this into something special.
What you could do is you could eat the pubes as you actually rip out the bumhole hairs at the same time. Two for one.
Oh. So, Kane, what are you going for?
I'm going for the would you rather.
Yes. Yeah, let's get back to that.
I'm going armpit hair. Eat the armpit hair.
Okay.
I think that'll be a quicker job. But you said same time, but it'd be an easier job as well.
Okay.
It'd really dry out your tongue licking a floor for so long.
Well, it might be wet.
It would be gross.
Still, it's still like rub on it, like your tongue.
And they're quite bobbly. Quite
they're generally grippy,
aren't
they?
Yeah.
Imagine all the athletes' foot in a gym as well or in a changing
room.
Oh,
those people have really gross feet.
Yeah.
Ugh. And people who pee in the shower.
Yeah.
What are you going for, James?
You're on mute. Sorry. See, I've got a bit of a thing about
what, showers. A sex thing? That's a sex
thing. Or a bad thing?
Bad thing. Bad thing about public showers. I've got a thing about verrucas and picking up, like, a fear of it. I think it must have happened as a child. I've never had a verruca in my life. But I've always had that thing about manky shower floors in public showers. That being said, somebody else's armpit, again, not equally as promising. I'm going to go with the shower in the hopes that it's a run. You know, it's been used a lot. It's water's been on it constantly, and there's going to be nothing on there that's going to be nasty.
I don't think the water fixes it, does it?
Otherwise, psychologically, it does.
If it's hot enough water, if it's hot enough water, I'm thinking there's less chance. I can sort of talk myself into thinking it's just wet. Ceramic or wet, whatever the floor is made out of.
Are you going to wait to visit out of hours or just go in while it's running?
out of hours.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that's just extra hassle, though, isn't it? I'm not sure that's worth it.
It is, but I can take your time.
Do you want to take your time?
Shout out to James.
Well, also, if you're doing it enjoying normal hours, then there's going to be like naked blokes all standing around soaping themselves up while you're on the floor licking it.
Yep.
At some point, you're going to raise your head and get a cock in the face, aren't you? It's going to happen.
That's
right. And also, you've just done that, but you've just cleaned a bit, and then he comes along, and he's standing there soaping his bollocks up. You'll have just fucking cleaned that.
But yeah, you're not there with the intent of cleaning it, remember? You just got to lick it all up.
Yeah.
You've got to lick it now. Every bit.
It's just changing our slightly too. Is this every bit, or am I just going to lick it for a half an hour?
You've got to lick the floor.
So can I lick the same spot for half an hour?
You can't, no. You're covering the floor with your tongue.
Yeah,
it's good. Jamie.
It's a good question.
That's a very good question. It's like asking if I just got to eat one armpit hair repeatedly or all
just eat it really slow, just nibble it.
Yeah.
I could not do the armpit thing without absolutely gagging. Whereas I could do the floor bit without gagging. I wouldn't want to, but I could do it without gagging. But there's no way. I would literally, the thought of the armpit thing just makes me want to throw. I could not do that. So I'm licking the floor.
What about if it was bum hair?
Well, that one, I'd do that one. Eating any kind of, I've got a thing where if I'm eating a meal and there's any hair in it, I will not eat. That's it. I'm done. I'm out. Tapping out.
Are you okay if it's your own hair?
I'm okay if it's my own hair, but if it's even if it's like Johnny Joe's hairs, I'm like, I'm done. I cannot do it.
No,
I'm out. I can't do it. Yeah, I'm done.
See, that's what
I'm not saying. It's logical. I'm not saying it's logical. Yeah.
No, I'm fine. If I saw another, I think that's barely logical. It's consistent. If I saw a person's hair in my food, I'm not interested. I'm not eating it. If there's a dog hair in my food, I'm all right with that.
It's interesting, that, isn't it?
Which is weird, isn't it? But I'm fine with that.
Yeah.
I haven't got an issue anyway. Oh, I've got the truth. I'll just pick it out and pick it out and carry on.
Like you've got your ravioli or whatever, and there's a hair wrapped around one of
you're okay with that, James?
Yeah. You can't almost
lift it. Oh, God. I cannot. And I know it's like, I've been like eating other people's houses before, and I'm like, I know it's rude, like when but I cannot physically at that point. I'm out. I cannot eat it. I'm like, I'm done. And I know I look like an absolute douchebag, but I
you're like one of those people off that Channel 4 show where they go around people's houses for meals.
Come down to me.
Come down to me, yeah. And they intentionally
You also can't eat, like, if there's like a bowl of crisps.
I cannot, no. I'm really funny when it comes to certain table habits. And if people have like, if people are dipping, like if people are dipping foods or sharing condiments and the forks are going in it, and I cannot eat that. So let's say, for example, we're out and added like Chinese food and people putting the forks in it to get stuff off it. I can't touch it.
In other people's food? I can't do it.
Yeah.
Oh, no, you got to have serving spoons.
I'm okay with the serving spoon. But, you know, it's horrible. If someone, like, puts it in the mouth and then they put it in something in the middle, I'm like, what? Why would you do that?
So,
but you do eat crisps and stuff.
Related question. Then, obviously, on the same sort of note. When you were only a young, free and single man back in the day, how would you go on about sort of kissing a strange girl that you didn't know? Would that
be all right? I'd be all over that shit. Reason? Yeah, I'd be all right with that.
But you're literally putting your tongue
totally.
In her mouth.
Well, that's what I'm saying. It's not logical. It's
that's
not
meant
logical.
To happen, though, isn't it? That's a pleasurable experience, eating somebody else's spit that you don't want
to suck
face in. But
surely it's the same sort of thing.
No,
almost.
But you want to. Surely it's like. I was always happy with somebody who I wanted to suck my dick sucking my dick, but I don't want random people sucking my dick that I don't want to. I wouldn't like
that.
Are
you sure?
Yeah, I wouldn't like it.
Never counted that.
But I don't think I'd like it. If we guys are together and we've got like a shared like bowl of crisps or something, I'm okay us doing that. But if I was at like a work event and people are doing it, I'm not cool with that. But that's hands. If it's like it's the forks and stuff in mouths that freak me out. It's like, you know, so there's like some chips and dips and people are biting them, then putting them back in the shell. Why would you fucking do that? It's that wrong.
Yeah, you dip it and you got to eat the whole thing.
And I'm okay with that.
Then lick your fingers clean, and then
no,
back
I'm not good with
place.
That. That's the thing. Even if I'm sat with Joe and she does it, it freaks the shit out of me. But again, I'm not saying it's logical. I'm just weird with that kind of table shit.
I'm all right. I think that's fairly normal. It's good manners.
I think so. Yeah.
So you wouldn't share with Joe, a bowl of pasta.
I'd share, but if she's doing any of those things I just said, I'm not comfortable with it. Yeah. Really? Yeah, totally.
Interestingly enough, I was just thinking how I'd feel about Julia. I don't think we ever do it. I don't think it comes up very often.
See, me and Emily always share meals.
We do, but we share it out.
With like
and
a fork. Like, yeah, but that's okay. Yeah.
I don't think we like take one fork worth out of the shared pot at once. We generally share it out.
Especially if like we're going for like tapas or something like that.
Do you not just get a fork in a thing though and take the whole thing out?
I suppose it depends on the thing because it could be like a paella or I don't know meatballs where there's more than one.
But couldn't you get like a separate? Yeah. Wouldn't you get a separate like a clean spoon to dip it on your own plate or?
No, not if it's me and Emily eating. I don't think. But if I was with friends, then I would.
Maybe.
Yeah,
maybe.
But, me and Emily.
How are you if people serve you a glass, Jamie, and they've touched the rim? Like in a restaurant, if they come over holding the glass.
Oh,
the
I'd tell them to take that. I wouldn't be happy with that. If it were one of you guys, I'd be cool with it. But if it was somebody like in a restaurant so doing that, that's just ridiculous. Yeah. But it's just a way. Just to go back to it, I'm just a bit funny with table habits and stuff. So certain things freak me out. And certain things, don't like table for me, table manners have always been important, but they're kind of my own values. A lot of the time it's like, I'm a big believer, like, don't start eating until everyone's got the food. And I'm a big believer in that. And Joe's family, my wife's family, they've never done that. And they just start as soon as, and I hate it. I'll always wait. Even if they bring, like if I'm sat at their house and the food comes out, I'll wait until the last wait until the last person's got the meal. And I just find it weird and a little bit rude when people start when everyone's food's not there. So I've just got certain values.
Yeah. Interesting fact. Did you know, in pure etiquette terms, if it's hot food, you're supposed to start it straight away. If it's cold food, you're
supposed
to wait for
everyone to get
served.
I did not know that. Is that like a British etiquette? Is that just
British etiquette? British Book of Etiquette. If it's hot food, you're supposed to start straight. There's a one exception to that.
If the Queen is present.
That's exactly it. So if you're dining with the Queen, you must wait for the Queen to start. As soon as she finishes eating, you must also finish.
You can't keep her waiting.
So you've got to eat quickly.
Yeah. So yeah, as soon as the Queen starts, yeah. So
you've got to keep an eye on how much soup she's got.
If she's not hungry and you're getting served last, you're screwed. If she gets served first and she starts tucking in because it's hot food, the etiquette demands she starts straight away, and then you got served last, and then she puts a spoon down. You're like,
I also one thing I'm also big on is leaving the table as well. So bear my little boy now. So he's 3 next month, and he knows that we wait until we've all finished until he leaves the table. So it's just these, I don't know. It's always been important to me, like certain manners and stuff at the table. But at no point am I saying I'm right and everyone else is. I'm just saying this is just. I'm just. It's my proper way of doing it. It's my way of doing it. That's it.
The civilized way.
I mean, somebody could argue it's the wrong way, right? It's just my way of doing shit. Not doing shit. Doing things. Yeah. What's your ways, Stu? Would you rather? Did we say? What yours?
Lick the shower toilet. Lick the shower floor. Definitely.
Okay.
I'm not. It's such a personal thing to eat somebody else's armpit, I'm assuming. I don't want to have that. Hi, how you doing? Yeah, all right, yeah, I'm just here to eat your armpit. All right, yeah, sure, go.
It's just awkward for both parties.
Yeah, I just don't want that entire thing.
And what if the person you're eating is into it?
Oh, they're always into it. They're all willing.
Do you know what I mean? If he's like...
You're not forcing somebody against their will, because that would be wrong.
What do you think's more degrading? Licking the shower floor or eating armpit?
The armpit hair.
I think licking the shower.
There's the human interaction with the armpit hair. On the shower one, I can wait until everyone's gone. I can do it. No one can see me.
People see you waiting around.
They're not going to see you waiting. Just think on the giant's going to lick the shower.
You guys done yet?
Oh, gee, fuck.
The thing is, right, here's the thing. Jamie, which did you choose?
The shower, 100%.
And you don't like
no,
hair on
No, not
stuff?
At all, no.
I'm just wondering what the floor of a men's shower is going to be like.
Oh, good point.
You could turn the shower on, though, and give it a wash out.
Because it's
going to
have pubes
first,
stuck in soap on the bottom. No, no, no. You can't wash it first, James, then
why?
Do it. Because that would
yeah,
be entirely...
You never specified this.
Like you can bleach it, run the shower, clean
that's
it down, scrub it with a brush.
You can't
this is a new variable with soap
I never said you
and
could
pubes
wash
as well.
It. Not
you didn't say you couldn't either.
Well, I didn't say you couldn't murder the man and then shave his armpit hair and cook it in a cake and then eat it.
I'll do that.
No, you can't.
but it's what's the certainty? It's pretty certain there's going to be hairs on the armpit. It's not certain there's going to be hairs on the shower floor. So I'm still going to go with that one, yeah.
I'd say it's 99% certain that there's going to be hairs on the shower.
It's going to be a treat, isn't it? That time
definitely
there's
less.
None. Mind you saying that, I might you might randomly get drawn somebody who's shaved their armpits.
Nah,
true.
If it's someone who enjoys having it done, they're going to work up a sweat. They're going to be at the gym the day before. They're going to turn up. They're going to be like,
oh my
this.
God.
Get over
Then they'll come and go, oh, it's weird. I saw your mate licking the floor at the gym yesterday as well. Like,
well, on that disgusting note, it's pretty much time to end. But first.
Nice.
Approach it. We need to hear from James what next week's cartoon is going to be.
Yes. So, next week's cartoon.
Have we already mentioned it?
No.
Oh, I thought it was going to be Centurions.
But Jamie knows what it is because I was around Jamie's house earlier today.
Oh,
and we were discussing cartoons. Oh. And I don't know what I'm going to go for. And I was going to go for an older version of this cartoon until we realised the newer version also fits our demographic, shall we say. So in 1998, so we're in there for just a couple of years.
Did it find a Scooby-Doo?
No.
Okay.
But it is another iconic figure from the past.
Garfield.
No. I will give you a clue.
Go on then.
This cartoon is a cartoon based on a series of movies that have been remade at least three iterations of this movie.
At least.
Spider-Man?
At least. So there's the original franchise that must have been God knows how many movies.
I think you're just ignoring you, Kane.
And then it was Then it was rebooted in the 90s.
You
and
don't
then
know
it's been
how
rebooted.
Many
movies. No, the original one. I've got no idea. I used to watch them as a kid. There's at least seven. I want to say in the original set, rebooted in the 90s, and then rebooted again there in the
recently.
Recently.
Interesting. I should know this, and I'm going to be annoyed.
I'll give you another clue. This is a larger than life character.
Japanese.
Yeah.
Godzilla.
Yes.
I didn't know there were that many Godzilla cartoons.
Oh no, mate. We are watching. Originally, there's the Godzilla and Godzuki one I was thinking.
Yeah.
We are watching the 1998 Godzilla cartoon based on the Matthew Broderick film.
Oh, okay.
It's good. Epic.
I'm interested in the three iterations of Godzilla's.
So there's the original Japanese films.
Black and white, are they? Or?
Yeah.
Black and white, they were.
Yeah.
Although I think there was a couple of colour ones as well.
Probably later on, yeah.
Yeah, there's a couple of colour ones. Then there was the 1990s reboot.
Where it has babies at the end of it.
Was that it? They did the original Godzilla.
No, there's stuff in between that. There's in between that.
I don't think film-wise there wasn't. The original Japanese franchise, I say, I don't know how many films there were in that. It was, like, say, at least seven or eight.
Like Godzilla versus Mothra.
Mechagodzilla,
And then I think it was, 1990s was the reboot of the franchise. And then, obviously, recently we've had the
Godzilla
King Kong stuff.
New Power Ranger comic is Godzilla versus
Mechagodzilla.
Is it?
Are you ready, Kane?
Yeah. He gets around a lot, Godzilla.
Or I was going to say, so does Megazord, but...
Are you ready, Kane?
No, I've not. No. I'm going to wait for them all to come out, then buy the collection.
The animated Godzilla's on Netflix are good at the moment as well, the grown-up ones.
I can recommend a book, bizarrely.
Go on.
Godzilla-rated. The Kaiju Preservation Society by John Scalzi.
Oh, okay. Ooh. Is that a novel?
It's really good. Yes, it's a fun... but serious novel, light-hearted, I would say.
Yeah.
about kaiju. A kaiju preservation society, interestingly enough.
Did you, speaking of recent iteration of kaiju, have you watched the Pacific Rim animated one, second season?
No.
It's good. It's good. First season was good. Second season's good. Very good.
Is it decided? Is Cloverfield a Godzilla film or not?
I'm not a Godzilla film, no.
I like
it's a very it's amazing. Film. Have you seen the follow-up to that?
It's good. With the one underground with... It's not what you expect, is it? But I thought it was a very good film. Who's the actor in it? Not
John Goodman.
John Goodman. John Goodman,
He's great. He's phenomenal.
In that. He plays Sister.
Yeah, he's
really
phenomenal
well.
In that. What's that? I can't even remember too much about that. So he kidnaps a girl, doesn't he? Holds her underground.
No, he lets her into his bunker.
There's three of them, isn't there? There's another...
And then he kind of lies about why they're underground, doesn't he? Or keeps it intentionally vague.
But it's not the Cloverfield monster, is it? If I remember right.
It's the Cloverfield world. Yeah, so there are monsters out there. But it's not the one from the first film.
And that monster's awesome in that film. Look. He's got little parasites on him, hasn't he?
You don't see it in the second one at all, do you?
It's different. No. It's different monsters. Is it the parasites in the second one?
Yeah, fall off it.
Yes.
It's a while since I saw it. It was a good film.
I don't think... Weren't they going to do a shared universe around Godzilla? Did it fall apart?
What, with Cloverfield, you mean?
No, because that's not Godzilla, is it? I think. I don't think that's licensed under Godzilla. I think Godzilla was going to be the newer ones. Because I know there's... He was in Kong, wasn't he? Kong Godzilla one. But I thought there was going to be like a series of movies.
Maybe, because they introduce all the... like all the large creature and stuff... Monarch and Mothman. What's the one with three heads? I can't remember what that's called. The dragon with three heads. Fucking hell! It's gonna
blow my neck.
That one, anyway. But that film's a pile of shit. It disappointed. It should have been amazing. That Godzilla Kong was absolute wank. It's not great at all. Yeah. Yeah, although I do like the latest version. We were talking about this as well. The latest version of Kong, I think, is visually the best version of Kong, even better than Peter Jackson's Kong. Yeah,
I didn't like.
I really liked that film. I thought it was good.
How do you feel, Jamie? And I think you're the only one who's ridden it. How do you feel about the Kong ride?
I've seen the POV, because obviously we've having bear and stuff like that. I've not been on it yet. I've heard shit stuff about it.
I can give you a score out of 10 for that ride.
Go on.
Negative.
You're kidding.
Jesus.
Fuck me, it's awful.
That bad?
Fuck me, it's bad. A massive queue for it. Like big queues when it opened. Big queue still a year and a half later, and it is bad.
Visually,
is it worse?
It's almost as bad as the Fast and the Furious ride at Universal Studios.
Annoys me so much, that the original Confrontation ride at Universal was beautiful. I don't think this could have done that ride more perfect. If you've not been on it, I mean, it's a long time ago, but they've still got the POVs on the videos on YouTube, and it holds up well. It is phenomenal that. Yeah. Why they didn't just do something like that again is beyond me. Well, a cost, I would imagine.
The new one is basically drive on a bus between two cinema screens, watch a 2-minute video, drive to another cinema screen, watch another 2-minute
video. Is there a Kong in it? You know, is there an animatronic Kong in it? At all?
No. Rear projection screens and a bus driver.
See, that's they missed a trick there. Should at least have some fucking animatronic Kong towards.
3D glasses and just screens on either side of the bus you're on.
Shit.
That's it. Not good. So, James, any particular episode chosen yet?
Yes.
Ooh, I don't know.
We are going for episode 18, The Website.
Oh. What's the read-up of it, James? What's the read-up of the...
Says here, I've got it here. Godzilla creates a website using AOL.com finds his cookies cannot be stored correctly, so AOL. He gets angry and heads to destroy the AOL offices.
So... I'll read the real one. Heat, which is the organisation that sort of like works with Godzilla. It's charged by the Pentagon to investigate the growing population of spiders near an army base in the Canary Islands. The team quickly discovers that the massive mutant female Black Widow spider has been laying millions of eggs.
Nice.
They must find a way to destroy the baby spiders and help Godzilla defeat the mother.
Fire, I would imagine.
Fire.
Plasma breath.
Is it on YouTube, James, this one?
I'm not sure. It's on that website that I sent before. Perfect. So I'll send the link out as well.
Well, I should look forward to it. Find out what we're up to, what our previous episodes have been. Listen to our previous episodes. Find the links to our buys of coffee, etc., etc., on buythepower.net. Search for By the Power on all the usual podcast places and download an episode or two. And leave us a review, please. We haven't had any for a while, as you mentioned last week. Goodbye from me.
Bonjour from myself.
Peace from me.
And you know I'm not saying it, but I have got a joke for you.
Woo-hoo.
So, how do you spot a blind guy at a nudist beach?